From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. A Missouri Senate committee has advanced a proposal that would allow some companies that use a lot of electricity to negotiate lower rates. The committee advanced a proposal yesterday after hearing a state analysis that said average consumers wouldn't see significant rate increases. The bill is intended to bring a new steel mill and to entice a company to partially open an old aluminum smelter near New Madrid. It would allow the companies to negotiate lower electrical rates for a 10-year contract. The analysis said that consumer rates wouldn't significantly change over 10 years if the steel mill opens. But if inflation remains consistently high, after the 10-year mark, customers could see a maximum $54 increase per year if the aluminum smelter resumes operations. A preliminary assessment has found about $86 million of damage and costs from recent flooding and storms in Missouri. The figures provided yesterday by the State Department of Public Safety include almost $58 million of public costs for damage to infrastructure, debris removal, and emergency response efforts. There was also an additional $28 million of individual costs for folks whose homes and belongings were damaged. Governor Eric Greitens has asked President Donald Trump for a major disaster declaration that would provide federal aid in 51 counties. Severe weather in April and May caused record flooding on at least 12 rivers and major creeks. Over 1,000 homes were destroyed or experienced major damage. When the University of Missouri's new chancellor starts his role later this year, he will have a larger base salary than previous chancellors. KBIA's Nathan Lawrence reports.
When former Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton took office in 2013, he was offered a base salary of $450,000 a year. Alexander Cartwright, who will be taking over the same position, signed a contract Wednesday to make about 8% more, $485,000 a year. In the same time period, the Consumer Price Index, which measures cost of living, has only gone up about 3%. UM System President Moon Choi says he believes the school reached a good agreement.
This is a very competitive salary, and we're very pleased that Alex was focused more on about his ability to contribute to the university rather than the compensation issue.
Unlike former Chancellor Lofton, if Chancellor-designate Cartwright ever chooses or is asked to step down from the chancellorship but remain on the faculty, he will take a substantial pay cut of nearly 50%. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News, Columbia.
The former interim president of the University of Missouri system will be the fill-in leader of Lincoln University in Jefferson City. Lincoln University's governing board announced yesterday that Mike Middleton will take on the new role next week. Middleton will be the interim president at Lincoln until a permanent successor is named. Middleton took over as the interim head of the four-campus University of Missouri system in November 2015 after student-led protests on the Columbia campus over the administration's response to racial complaints led to Tim Wolf's abrupt resignation. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.